What's good? It's Stone. We're sitting here in Brooklyn, Cal Sessions Podcast. I'm here with Wes, and what you do, where you from?
Wes Mapes from Oakland, California, reside currently in Brooklyn, New York, creative director and founder of Oakademy.
And what's the Twitter?
Twitter handle, OAKADEMY.
Word. And I'm here with the wonderful and beautiful Mary Pryor.
Thank you, baby. That is so sexy. Thank you so much. My Twitter name is Lady Fly. I ain't spelling it. Figure it out. You can just find my Twitter name with retweets from crazy things I've said to Couch Sessions on a regular basis.
Google it.
She'll never shout out Oakademy ever.
I do shout out. Whatever. Don't get like this.
Moving along.
Don't get Trez Vanny El DeBargy on me, light skinned brother.
Why she always gotta go to here?
I know.
Militant black leader.
It's only
man.
60 seconds and it's already been there.
Oh, shout out to the BET Hip Hop Awards, which is on right now, which we're not watching.
Yeah, we're completely not watching it.
Totally.
Why
are
we not watching it? I mean,
BET doesn't speak to me.
Does it speak to you?
No, it doesn't.
You're black.
I know.
Well, you like how I said the black, like it's an attack.
But why don't it speak to you? I mean, it should have a voice every black person, man.
Exactly.
Well, I mean, you know.
You are hip hop.
I am hip hop, but yes. My type of philosophy just doesn't jive with BET.
Is it just not know why?
And that shouldn't be a bad thing.
Why you need some Kendrick Lamar on there? Is that what you need?
Yeah,
you need
I do.
You need some emo ass niggas singing and rapping at the same time.
Yes,
but we are missing Rick Ross right now. I'm sure.
Well, I mean,
we all
like Rick Ross.
We do. I love my bitches.
I don't like Rick Ross that much.
Why would you not like Rick Ross?
I like that song.
Whatever, you're failing. You're
failing. Why am I failing?
You're failing.
I like Rick Ross when I want to stomp on a couch.
No, you don't. You like Rick Ross. You trap when you at
when
work,
am I in the trap?
When you go on a subway, Rick Ross has some well-produced hits.
Well-produced
hits.
Okay, I mean,
and
well-produced.
His voice sounds great. Saying the same thing over and over.
His voice sounds amazing. I'm not gonna lie.
He's
with that.
A known CO, and we don't give a damn.
No, we don't.
He's a known correctional officer.
We don't.
Who made up a story.
And this is why I love Rick Ross.
And made it amazing. And has amazing.
He made a story of being connected to COINTELPRO, to the Iran Contras.
But he keeps winning, though.
I know, right?
He keeps winning.
Let's
you
this.
Can't knock a dude who keeps
I would
keeps
never
winning.
Hate on Rick Ross. It's just his music is not my music.
You're
but
crazy.
His, but his new
You're
track.
Crazy.
His new track is my shit.
But how is his new track your shit and you don't like Trilla? Albert Anastasia album.
Okay, let's pull out this. I'm not saying I dislike it.
Okay.
I'm just saying to me it's 6.57 out of 10.
I don't know. Rick Ross, I don't know, man.
I'm very average.
That Trilla album, Teflon Don. Raphael Sadiq is on Teflon Don.
You actually can't knock Teflon Don.
Like Erykah Badu's on there whining like she's singing in the shower.
Y'all
like,
not listening to me. I'm not knocking Teflon Don.
Ninth Wonder did a track.
I'm not
Rick
knocking
Ross.
Teflon Don, Mary.
Shouts to Ninth Wonder.
Lady Fly.
Ninth Wonder did a track. Ninth Wonder did a track. Was Ninth Wonder on a track with Puffy?
What up, Vince?
He
with
ain't
school.
Produced no hits for Puff. He ain't produced no hits for T.I.
Take that.
Whatever. He's like my drunk uncle. Like, I feel affection for him.
Nice.
He should be my rich uncle. That's all I'm saying.
Whatever. I mean, it's a...
Hey,
it's,
but Rick, man, if you ever need some beats, man, I got you, man.
Really?
You know what I'm saying? I got you. A chick 100 stacks, straight in Neiman Marcus, young bitch had a heart attack. Oh man, I love my bitches. Bottles, Beamers, brand new Benzes. Barbies, ballerinas, and Britneys. Barber, Streisand, edition Bentleys. Bricks, big face, hunnids, and bundles. Boy, I'm a boss, I rose from the jungles. God forgives and these killers won't. In a room full of heathens, good niggas die alone. Better start taking notes as I'm taking totes. The hood wanna see you die and they taking votes.
I mean, he's not Nas, who's back, right?
Yeah.
Nas is back.
Nasty Nas. With Mad Ciroc in the video.
See how you so
Mad Ciroc.
So that doesn't make the video bad though.
Nas has more Ciroc in that video than every liquor store in Detroit, Michigan, right now.
Times Harlem.
Times Harlem.
Times West Oakland.
Times Puffy's house.
I'm just mad that there's one shot where...
Times the Ciroc distillery.
I'm just mad there's one shot where I feel like the Ciroc just came out of nowhere.
You mean 35 seconds into the video? Yeah, I marked that. Yeah, yeah. Just mad, just two bottles of the coconut and... I'm sorry, it might not be the coconut.
Wow, the product placement has won you over.
Number one, I know the flavors, but I don't drink Ciroc because I know good vodka. So, sorry, I'm just keeping it real. I understand that Nas needs to get some checks, paying off that Khalees money, that baby money. However, I wish that it didn't have to resort to that.
Let's go about this in the most, I guess, productive way possible. The song itself.
It's hot.
It's hot. The song is hot.
Right.
The video, for the most part, is hot.
It's hot.
Made on somebody's 5D, but that's okay.
It's hot. Yeah,
but everything is, that's what the game is now. It's like a lot of videos being made on 5D, 7D, 6D.
Yeah, but Nas used to be an artist where he used to actually command attention, and I don't like how his label has treated him. I don't like it. Nas was supposed to come out 2 years ago with new material, and he didn't.
You don't think that video commands attention?
No.
But you know what the problem is?
No, it does not.
You know what the problem is? And this is why his label was not giving him the attention, because it's dated.
Thank you.
The sound is dated.
It is.
The sound is dated, but that's who Nas is, man.
But I mean, that the video appeals to people like us because it makes us reminiscent of back in the day. But if you're trying to pitch that sound to somebody like that's 18, 19, 20.
But I think there's certain people for that market, though. There's Soulja Boy. There's certain people for that market.
For his market, that's why he's shooting it on 5D, and that's why he has to rock in the video, because that's the only way he's going to get that video made and that album out there. But yeah, as far as him being like a mass market artist, I don't see it anymore.
Nobody considers him in the top 10 of people to be concerned with that are of color in hip hop or rap. He's not in the top 10 anymore.
I have a serious question. Without Ciroc's involvement or Vu's involvement in that video, does that video get made?
Probably
not with the Phantom.
Okay.
Not with the Phantom. I mean, I thought.
So not to that extent.
I thought it was really beautifully shot.
It's a well done video
and well edited.
Yeah, I come across thousands of videos shot with 5Ds.
But you definitely got that move and that Ciroc money, and I'm not mad at that.
Well, that's what you gotta do. You know, you gotta hustle. You gotta get that.
I just don't like how he's getting played. Like, no one considers him in the top 10 of anyone's concern. I don't get how J. Cole gets put in the top 10 right now before Nas. No hate on those record sales, but he's not Nas. Like, J. Cole to me has always been the Grey Goose. What rapper do we need to rep our brand MC? And that doesn't mean that
Nas is taking a page out of his book.
But that's the thing. I mean, J. Cole, it's only about relevancy now. It's not about history. J. Cole is relevant now. It's not about what Nas did, in 94 or 95.
Yeah, but the wrong people are relevant. If Drake came out in 1998, he would get laughed at because his voice sounds like someone's choking him in the throat throughout the entire song.
But you have to understand, like, the culture has changed.
Okay, yeah, we know the culture has changed. I'm aware of that.
I like iFuture,
so what do I know?
I mean, with the culture changing, though, I guess the best way of putting it, How is it that the brands in the market are involving themselves where there's not as many albums being sold? Maybe this is how Nas is getting his money. Maybe this is Nas making his push through,
I'm not mad. I just wish that people went media blitz crazy for Nas like they're doing for everybody else right now. That's all I'm saying. Like, I think Nas doesn't get the respect he deserves in terms of really being a talented, honestly, well put together and good MC. Like, he doesn't get the credit that he needs to get.
Do you think he stays relevant? Do you think he does a good enough job using social media to stay relevant, though?
I mean, social media isn't the only way that you stay relevant.
Or releasing mixtapes or other products.
Yeah, he's not doing a good job. Like, he's still on that, everybody's going to love me for Illmatic. And, as the times get changed and the distance between now and that album was released.
You mean Nostradamus didn't hold you over?
Come on, son.
But you know, I'm just saying, like
Mary, we friends.
You can't.
Nostradamus didn't hold you
at least. At least Wu Tang is remaining relevant. Like they're at least touring. They're at least like making sure.
Well, Wu Tang is forever. So,
but I'm just saying, like those albums dropped around the same time, if not the same year. I believe the same year. And you know, at least everybody still knows about Wu Tang, and Nas is kind of an afterthought. And I'm not blaming Nas, but I'm just saying that. You know, you gotta hustle and fight hard to stay.
No, I don't think Nas is an afterthought. I just think that.
I think he's the
afterthought. I think our generation. I think our generation after us and after us are afterthoughts.
I still think Nas is in a lot of people's top fives.
Oh, he's in. He's in my top five.
But in terms of concern level, record sales, what's happening, people that are always talked about.
But I think I think that comes down to Nas and his relevance and how he drops projects.
But Jigga and Kanye put out two albums in the past year.
Nas hasn't been releasing nothing.
Watch the Throne is horrible.
Like,
I had to set it first. Watch the Throne is a horrible mess. We disagree.
I'm not a big fan. I think I'm between you and Stone on this one, man.
It's not as epic as Dark Twisted Fantasy, but I think still think it has.
I'm glad to see it's about two black men getting paper, but I mean, like, outside of that, I feel like it was all of Kanye's throwaway beats. Whatever. I don't want to, you know, I don't want to go in on that. We didn't write that down for a time. Yeah. Word. Got some Remy Martin, some good ass cigars. Check it out. Hey yo, late night candlelight fiend with diesel in his needle. Queensbridge leader, no equal. I come from the will of Ezekiel. To pop $1,000 bottles of scotch, smoke pot, and heal a people. Any rebuttal to what I utter, get box cut it. Count them any bad honeys. I slut it's a high number. Name a nigga under the same sky that I'm under. Who gets money but may fly? Yeah, I wonder. Eyes flutter as love, but Nas pops up. Stars get starstruck. Panties start dripping the ways of Carlito. Blaze, torpedo cigars. Drop rolls, hoes, drop clothes. Louis the 13th, freaks, women. Nice size, I ride like Porsches, thick, brown, and gorgeous. It ain't my fault. Semi-automatic weapons, I brought the world crazy. I'm rich and I'm girl crazy. Dick them, convince them all to praise me. The ideology is confusion. I lose them, fellace me, who hate me? My gun off safety. Since the tunnel escape key, my jury in HD. What we did write down was, BET. I believe, are we going to segue into BET? I mean, we were going to segue. We started off. You know, yeah, giving shouts to the BET.
Yeah, we did. I mean, we could do that.
Fact that we're not watching it right now is kind of problematic in itself.
Well, I mean, you know, Steve Stouts like said at Influencer Conference, you know, he's like,
when shouts to Influencer Conference.
Yeah. It was like, when is BET going to drop the B? Like, do they have to drop the B, or is it something where, you know, like they are still relevant among the black
community? Well, advertisers only know how to get to the B by going to the BET in terms of TV. So until that changes in the advertiser and influencer mindset, that's not going to go anywhere. Like, advertisers are like, yo, if we go to BET and we talk about razors for Gillette, we could do this, that, and the third because black people will buy them. Like, that's how simple we're grouped together. So if that's the purpose that it serves. Like, I don't think that BET's job is to mainly think about perpetuating all facets of black culture. It's not. They're well aware of that.
You feel that BET promotes all facets of black
culture? I feel like they can't, because no one's proving the fact that all other facets of black culture has relevance in the marketplace.
Do you find that BET represents your ideas, your ideals, and your musical taste?
I feel like BET represents the ideals and the musical taste of a lot of people that aren't Sadiddy and moved to New York and became educated and started doing a bunch of artsy shit. Because my cousins back home love BET. So for me here, and being an ex-employee.
So you're saying he became Sadiddy?
I'm saying that we are all a bunch of New Yorkers here with our Apple TVs, watching a myriad of films, talking about how much we love Boardwalk Empire. I go back to Detroit, my cousins ain't thinking about no Boardwalk Empire.
So that's not what we call being open-minded, or?
No, it's culturally.
I can't diss anybody who doesn't like what I like.
Exactly.
I mean, they don't have the same opportunities. Like my family back in Alabama, they don't have HBO. Or they don't have enough experience with other cultures to appreciate something like Boardwalk Empire. And, you know, it is what it is. And what they have is BET. That's what they know. I mean, that's what they gravitate around.
I mean, you know? As much as I would love 106 and Park to give me a little bit of Layla Hathaway love and Odd Future love and Frank Ocean love and Nakia Henry love and like artists that are coming up and people that are doing things, and you know, I would love to see an After One or get Jesse Boykins get shine on there. But I mean, like, people back home, for whatever reason, musically or culturally, there's a blockage, and I don't know what it is. I can't sit and figure it out. But to say that BET needs to go away completely, I think totally gets rid of the opportunities for people of color that, you know, need exposure to something.
So do you believe that BET has a voice or a place, or you say there's no place for BET?
Before I had to actually be in that mix, I thought BET was the devil. I remember in college, we were going to do a letter writing campaign to BET about Sita's World, yes, and about Uncut. Mm. However, whatever.
You remember that video called What That Thing Smell Like?
Yes, I do. I'm really concerned that you are shouting that video out.
I shot it on Cut Out. I didn't shout that video
out. Oh, okay. Yeah. Bongos, Versace, Parasucos. I don't... BET just... It serves a purpose, but it doesn't serve any purpose for me. And I can't get mad at the fact that... I mean, like... And the stuff they try to do... I see them try, but then I'm just like, darn it, like,
but you know what?
Spend more money and make it better, and they don't do that.
That's okay. If it doesn't serve a purpose for you as a black person, you should be like, okay, that's fine. I'm going to watch my Boardwalk Empire and my Mad Men and, you know, listen to my...
I'm going to watch my TV One.
I think there should be certain places, even for us as, you know, African-Americans, that my biggest thing with BET is that, like Mary said, it doesn't really speak for my voice as an African American or as a black person or as a half black person in this country. And I don't identify with a lot of the musical tastes, a lot of the show programming.
Clearly, you don't like Rick Ross. We already know.
I didn't say I dislike Rick Ross. Okay. He's not my favorite.
Oh, go ahead. Sorry. I'm rude. I apologize.
It's not my biggest thing, you know. But the broadcast, it's just not the most well-rounded. So, yeah. But next subject, man.
Yeah, I mean, like, we can go back and forth all day. I just think that people don't understand how TV works. If you worked at a network, you would understand why I'm saying what I'm saying. And I'm not saying that to be like, oh, I know everything. But if you actually had to sit through those meetings and yourself be like, why would you not do this? Like, this is great. Like, this is such a great chance to expose it to folks. And then see it get shot down in front of your face, and then someone explain to you why. You'd have a different perspective. I mean,
My biggest problem with BET, and this is it's not really it's more I guess on the moral or just my thoughts, but it really does typecast and really does just play into so many stereotypes of what they want African American culture to be,
and so
they want to perpetuate all of the brands and the advertisement and the marketing dollars that come in from McDonald's and really things that really aren't good for people in our community. And that's my biggest issue with BET. You know what I mean? But that's, other than that, you know.
My whole thing is, I mean, of course, there needs to be an option for people who, and maybe it's TV One and Centric.
It's not TV One. It's not Centric. You know, it's not BET.
But if it's not those things, what is it? I mean, for me. It
hasn't been made yet.
For me, it's like. Like I said, you know, I'm a black person, but I don't like BET, and I like hip-hop, and I love, you know, Mad Men. And what is that? How do you define that? Is that even definable?
Why do we need to define things? Why can't we just like what we like and get marketed to?
Because as we were saying the other day...
Because as marketers, they need to define their marketing too.
No, they don't.
Yeah,
they
do. Why do you think they're marketing towards the urban or the black market? They have a certain set of how they're going to market towards someone on BET. They have a certain set of advertisements. They're going to have the, you know, like when you drive on, you know, when I'm driving in certain areas of Oakland, I see the Hennessy ad where it's like a bunch of black dudes in suits, the cool black dudes. You know damn well they have that same advertisement in Detroit.
Yeah,
that
same
advertisement in Harlem. They have there's a certain advertisement for a certain demographic, for a certain region, for a certain neighborhood.
As soon as marketers start trying to understand that were not monolithic, they would make more money.
Yeah.
Oh, of course.
Because,
show respect because it's really,
I mean, it's really because at this point, like, I know when I'm being marketed to. I know when you're trying to convince me that this chicken select is supposed to be delicious. I'm not falling for it. I'm falling for the fact that I like seeing things that are delicious. I'm a foodie. I'm watching Food Network. I find that to be enthralling. I mean, like, no one's thinking about the fact that just because I'm black doesn't mean I'm doing black, quote unquote, black things all the time.
But is that something where they just market you as a mainstream consumer? Or is that, do they still need to take a different tact to market to you?
Or are you saying that Nas is doing a new model of marketing by doing the most stuntastic Ciroc inclusion, Vuv inclusion ever?
No, I'm just trying to get that money. I'm not mad at that. You need money to make videos. Yeah, maybe at least like 5D he's shooting him. Maybe even a 7D up in the mix.
I mean,
you think he rented them or bought those 5Ds?
I think that those were rented.
They're rented. I mean, just like the Phantom.
Anyway, sorry. CMJ's coming up. What are you going to?
Before we get to CMJ, man. Before we get to CMJ. Oh, we got to talk about this. No. I'm going to talk about this because I'm from the West Coast. I'm from the West Coast. I know. I got to say every time because y'all East Coast people out here, you trying to
hate. He's from Alabama.
Okay. Well, you from New York. So where are you from, Mary?
I'm from Detroit.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. No. You know, what's happened with. So we're speaking about Nas, and I think this is relevant before we change subjects. What's happened with New York sound? Because, you know, since I would say the No Limits crossover into the Cash Money takeover, I'm not saying there's anything wrong with any of that.
Okay.
What I'm saying is that New York really hasn't had a strong sound. They haven't had a new sound since the late 90s.
But are you saying that because you're more of a fan of New York sound, or are you more of a fan of just good music in general?
I'm a fan of good music in general.
Okay, so then why do we need to worry about how New York sounds?
Well, I'm saying that there's not too many new artists breaking out of New York who are doing anything new besides
remember the great Papoose?
Where's he at now?
We don't know.
Exactly. So I would say the new hip hop sound of New York, the only thing I could really identify with is someone like a Diaphilus London, who's really, you know, or your boy, what was his name? Mickey Fax. What's he doing right now?
At least he got a better deal.
I mean, I'm not hating on Mickey Fax, but you know, I think he had a new sound.
Stone has something to say about that.
No, I mean, you know, it's true. I mean, but you gotta remember the old sound of New York is Nas. You know, I mean, I really wish that it would be like that early 2000s New York, like when Just Blaze and Swiss Beatz were like behind the boards and killing it.
And they had like braids and locks. Is that what you're saying?
No, I'm just saying like they had hits. And that was like the gaudy, like, you know, like Clintera, like I Have Money New York.
Yeah.
Right now, it's like.
But who else was doing that though? That was more like only The Rock. That was only The Rock, I feel.
Well, I mean, no. It wasn't just
Rock. I mean,
examples.
State Property was grimy. Remember the whole artist lineup?
State Property was a arm of Rockefeller.
Yeah, but that was, okay.
Who else?
I mean.
Freeway was big.
Okay.
DMX.
DMX was big.
Okay, there we go.
That was a grimy. Okay. Yeah. DMX wasn't wearing no diamonds.
Like I said before. Late 90s.
Well, no, I mean...
That sound started in the late 90s.
Right now...
That's 98, actually.
Well, here's what happened. Well, I mean, you know, now you have...
Darkest Outside in 98, yeah.
Like, the Southern sound took over. The Southern sound is cheaper to produce. There's no samples to clear, and, you know, whatever.
It's still creative, though.
I'm not hating on it. We're not hating on the...
You want to hate on the South.
No, I...
He's from the South. Why would you hate on the South?
I would hate in the South. I don't believe all the music is creative. I feel like a lot of the beats are simplistic. And I mean, it's nothing wrong with
As
that.
A woman, I don't mind it.
But,
because it's shape-tastic.
Well, of course. I mean, it's strip club music.
Exactly.
You know, it's nothing wrong with that. Like, okay. They found their thing. But as New York now, I feel, and this is from an outsider coming into New York, I've only been here for like 9 months or so now. I feel like everybody's trying to get back to those glory days. And instead of making good music,
using old beats.
Yeah, they're just like, we're going to bring back New York back on the map.
I agree.
And
I agree.
The we're so decentralized now as a world. I mean, you have Toronto like killing the game right now. You have Chicago with Kanye killing the game. You have LA back on top right now.
LA's indie scene is crazy.
Yeah, LA's, you know, you have Atlanta. Like you might have St. Louis, or you know, like we did have some St. Louis, but you know, you might have like
that fizzled
Kansas up. City or something like that be the next hot thing.
And
like,
they pop, and they'll get more love than in New York. Exactly. And that's the things that I feel that New York is kind of pigeonholing itself. Would it sound, instead of them saying, you know what, let's create something new. The only thing that's really something new, and it's really not just hip-hop, it's more of a hip-hop, hipster, you know, electronic fusion with Machine Drum, the producer. Drum produced tracks for Theophilus or for Jesse Boykins, which is not really hip-hop. But, you know, that's the new sound, but that's also a universal sound.
Yeah.
That's a Europe and even, you know, certain artists from South Africa, which has a really nice, you know, African house music scene. A lot of that stuff is is kind of bleeding into each other. So I don't. Maybe it's something that there's no real, you know, no local sound.
I mean, there's always going to be local traits, but there's not going to be a local sound anymore.
Yeah.
You know, there's not going to be. Why is there a local sound when I can talk with somebody from New Zealand and like we can make beats over the internet, like
Dropbox,
and Dropbox it and whatever.
I mean, all of classic New York is gone. House music, no one cares about it.
I mean,
dance music, no one cares about it. That was a big part of New York. Like the boom bap is no longer relevant. Like that was a big part of New York. Like a lot of stuff that is like, oh, this is New York is gone. So I mean, like, and I don't know how I feel about saying we need to bring all that stuff back unless it's going to be done the right way.
I don't want to
hear the same thing over and over again.
You can't bring it back. I mean, there's people I know who are like, we want to bring these parties back from back in the day. I'm like, but you're
recreate
all 40 years old.
Yeah.
The vibe that you had when you were 21, 22 is just not going to be there. You're 40 years old with kids and a job and a mortgage. So even if you do it one time,
Black Diamond's trying to come back.
Yeah, it's like you can't recreate that vibe. I mean, it's all about the youth trying to create something new. And I think you need to not be fixated on trying to bring your city back.
Yeah,
you need to be fixated on making yourself, like making your music and promoting your culture.
And I think even one of the things that Mary said that was really a key point was like you said that boom bap is dead and the whole old New York sound is dead. I wouldn't really say that they're dead. What I would say is that there are certain elements that you can take inspiration-wise and kind of clean them up and make them relevant once again, as a lot of people do with maybe sampling some jazz or doing something jazz-infused in their music. It's just not being done in a new sound with new techniques.
It's not being done and it's not getting picked up by labels and labels aren't jumping on it.
Labels aren't jumping on it
because they don't have much money. Because that's what makes people be like, oh, I'm going to start doing this. As soon as Ja Rule started sing rapping, as much as 50 went in on him for doing it, 50 started doing it right after Ja Rule started fizzling out. So, like, labels, I hate to say it, but, like, if Drake started doing some jazz infusion, you'd have mad other artists start thinking more about doing that stuff, too. Kanye started his own thing as well. Pharrell and the Neptunes, when they came out.
So does
everybody started like trying to put birds and crying babies in their songs like Timbaland was. And so
does the music even matter then? Or is it just marketing? Or is it
like Pharrell and Timbaland, like that, those were good. That was
after the point,
that was good.
After the point of mediocrity, does the music really matter?
I mean, at what point? I mean, what mediocrity?
I'm saying the point of mediocrity as in, you said you were not the biggest fan of Drake's music, but
no.
Drake is popping right now.
Yeah.
So at best, I would say his music is mediocre, but for some reason, he's getting marketing dollars, he's getting deals. Why is this happening?
You know, to be honest, I don't even think Drake is mediocre. I think he's just different.
He's different. Okay. It's a good difference.
I'm not a fan of all of his music, but I think his production is amazing. And I think his sound, the way he crafts his sound is amazing. And I feel like he has some tracks that are just, when you listen to the lyrics, you're like, wow, this dude is actually a great songwriter. But what put Drake on the map was is the fact that he was different. He was able to craft something that was not around in hip hop, and he was able to make it accessible and mainstream.
And he was doing that little brother sound before.
True.
Yeah. True. So,
but I'm just saying.
And he had to change it so he could become popular. So that's mainly what I'm saying.
Yes. That's true.
You know, he had to tailor himself and labels and whatever the market. That either the market changed him or he changed himself to suit the market.
So I mean, that So Far Gone tape was crazy.
It was amazing.
That was amazing.
And it came out.
I didn't like the album that came out that everybody else seems to love.
But you know
this
what?
This new one, I'm going to listen. But after that, if he doesn't get me, then I'm not going to.
But you know what? So Far Gone came out at a point where hip hop dudes were kind of experimenting with the indie rock sound, and he kind of caught that wave early and was just able to capitalize on it and kind of cross over to that indie rock crowd as maintain the hip hop base, not really the purists who are like mad, you know, whatever. Yeah. But he was able to do that, and I think that's what you gotta do. Just stop focusing on trying to put the city back and just do you.
I got car money, fresh start money, I want Saudi money, I want art money, I want women to cry and pour out their heart for me, and tell me how much they hate it when they apart from me, yeah, and lately I do bitches the meanest, tell them I love them and don't ever mean it, we go on dates, I send a Maybach out the neighborhoods and never seen it, that shit is dangerous but it's so convenient, I ain't lying, yeah, and comfortable I sit, that manual Ferrari Italia some fly shit, it's sitting at the house like I bought it in 96, cause honestly I'm too fucking busy to drive stick, I swear, too fucking busy, too busy fucking, this nigga girl, but to me she wasn't, but hot before they opened doors for me, preheated oven, I'm in it so, but I ain't finished though, it's been a minute though, my newest girl from back home got issues with parents, and some charges, how the fuck can I get her to Paris, luckily I'm the greatest my country's ever seen, so chances are I get deported, they issue me clearance, dreams, money, goodbye, everybody else surprised, I wasn't surprised. That's only cause I've been waiting on it, nigga. So fuck whoever hating on it, nigga. Of course.
Simja.
Well, I mean, you're the Simja King, so what do you
want to
say?
Well, we have two shout-outs, two showcases, two plugs. We're doing with Brooklyn Bodega, Rocksmith Tokyo, and definitely going to that. One's at Drum. And one's at Samsung Experience. So get the info
for
that.
Thanks for not inviting me. Awesome.
It just dropped today. CMJ. I haven't even made up my schedule. To be honest, I'm doing a once over. I'm not really seeing anything that like pops out at me. And I'm kind of sad because I feel like South by Southwest is kind of falling off. And CMJ can like come in and be like the true tastemaker. Festival where South by South was basically like payola gate, you know. So I don't know how y'all feel about that.
I mean, I'm going to whatever Decon is doing. I'm going to whatever Audible Treats is gonna do. I'm gonna go to Karen Civil's thing and support my girl Jasmine Solano. I'm gonna go to Converse's thing at Santos. I'm gonna go to BPM's thing. I'm gonna go to anything that's rock music influenced, more than likely.
I'm gonna go to whatever y'all are going to because y'all are my ends to all this. So, literally, like I've done CMJ so many years and have networked with so many artists and you know just had so many conversations with so many people over CMJ and done so many events that I'm really not too excited about.
I'm rocking you know out. I mean? I'm not really. I'm gonna go support Stone, but I'm not really like.
I'm not too excited.
If Kevin over at Cornerstone has something, I'm gonna go to that. But like if I go to anything, it's because I know who is directly producing it and I'm going to support them in terms of like hip hop or whatever. But outside of that, I'm rocking out. I'm doing all rock music stuff. Like,
is there any rock music that's? I'm looking at all these bands I've never heard of.
Exactly, that's what I want to check out.
And I'm just kind of like, and I love rock music, but none of this new rock music, indie, pansy stuff is just appealing to
me. Well, we know that you are the picky Virgo of this You're the pickiest of Virgos, and we know that
I think music's picking back up. In general, though, I think a lot of music is picking back up in general, man. Rock, I think, a certain, even though it's a different, softer, you know, indier sound. I think like groups that are, I mean, I can't really speak, you know, like XX and all that stuff. Even though it's not really rock, it's still good music, man. That wouldn't be on like the hip hop side of CMJ. So like, you know, stuff like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, like you got stuff that's gonna be happening during CMJ that's very, you know, XX, a little dragony as well. I'm gonna check that out too, but like. I don't exactly. Well, Little Dragon.
Shout out to Little Dragon. They just sold out Terminal 5.
Oh, yeah. I'm at that show
on Friday.
That's yeah, crazy. Yeah.
I'll be there.
I'm not.
Bought my tickets on the fan website.
They sold out Terminal 5.
That's going to be a good show.
Shout out to Little Dragon. I mean, and that's what you're saying. Like, now there's opportunities for these artists who I saw them playing from around 50 people 2 years ago, and they sold out the largest venue in New York City. Yeah. So. Shout out to them for that, you know. Get them on BET.
And that's not the BET
ain't even thinking about it.
I love it.
Well, my favorite thing is one of my friends that still works at BET, James. He does mobile for them, and we were watching. We were watching Entourage, and the music director ended it with a James Blake song with William Scream. So Stone and I both looked at each other at the end like, yo, I couldn't believe that somebody went there and put that in there. My boy from BET hit me up like, yo, who is that? Whose song is that? What song is that? So it's kind of like, you know, they may not be up on the James Blake and the Little Dragon and stuff like that. But when it, you know, you just have to hear it at the right moment and seize it. And
oh, no. I mean, one of the things I realized and why I'm kind of a celebrity in some circles in the Uh-oh. Industry is
a celebrity.
Because,
pat yourself on the back.
Whoa.
Oh, no. I mean, you know, a lot.
What?
Player.
Really? People, you know, the reason why I'm a celebrity.
People know who I am. But the funny thing is a lot of people who are, you know, pushing the music that's on the radio, when they come home, they're listening to Little Dragon. You know, yeah. And then they're listening to.
I think if that's just the sound that's going to be able to fuse, like, you know, just how Drake was doing it with the Leaky Lee remix and stuff like that. That's the sound that, you know, that's,
she
that's
always
one,
sells out.
One is an international sound.
Yeah.
So you're not going to just, you know, you're not going to pigeonhole yourself and all of a sudden you can only perform either in the South or on the East Coast or just in the continental U.S.
Yeah.
Then you can go overseas and you have people who are seeing your collaborations with other international artists like Quadrone from Denmark or, you know, Subtract, you know, whatever it may be, these newer.
They have a show on Halloween.
We going. Let's go.
Subtract. You want to go dressed up?
I'm down to go dressed up. Let's go. High five.
Subtract. Halloween weekend, bitches.
Well, I think we'll be able to.
Two black people.
There we go.
By ourselves.
That's our costume right
That's
there.
That's our
anyway.
Costume. Ritual.